From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Every August, thousands of people flock to downtown Birmingham for the Sidewalk Film Festival. But spending hours in a crowded movie theater isn't very safe right now. Many film festivals around the world have been canceled or gone online because of COVID-19. But Sidewalk organizers came up with another option. Make it a drive-in. This year's festival will be at the Grand River Drive-In in Leeds. I spoke with Sidewalk Executive Director Chloe Cook about the change.
It certainly allows a customer to have very, very, very minimal interaction with others if that is their choice. And then if you feel a little bit, you know, more comfortable, you can bring a camp chair and put that chair outside of your vehicle. You know, we were just glad to have a facility of this type so nearby. You know, drive-ins are not really common anymore. It's been sort of a wild, bumpy ride, and I imagine that'll continue.
How will this change the festival? I'm thinking structurally, because you don't have those multiple locations around downtown. You're limited to fewer hours because the sun has to be down. I guess what are the nuts and bolts way that this festival will be different?
Normally at the festival, we have a VIP lounge, we have filmmaker events, we have parties and receptions, all of those sort of highly social, more rubbing elbows sort of interaction type opportunities have been eliminated, not because we don't think they're valuable, but because we think that those are opportunities for people to let their inhibitions down a little more than we think they should at this time and potentially spread the virus. So we are hosting some virtual filmmaker networking opportunities, as well as virtual Q&As and that sort of thing with our filmmakers, but, you know, much more limited. One of the sort of hallmarks of our festival from the very beginning has been a day pass or a weekend pass. So you could buy in advance and then you can sort of play it by ear once you arrive at the festival. We don't have a pass option this year. I would say the other big difference is, as you mentioned, it's at the drive-in, and you can't operate a drive-in at noon because there's just too much natural light. So we really can't begin our programming until 8 o'clock or so. So we're doing 7 full nights, and so that's a significant difference compared to how we normally function.
And how many fewer films would you get to compared to the traditional festival?
In total, in terms of individual titles, typically we have around 350 titles. This year we've got just over 150, a significant dip.
I wonder how you think this might affect the spirit of the festival. And I think about it in these terms. You know, normally you're in downtown Birmingham, there's a certain sense of place. You don't have the spontaneity of just being able to pick a film to go to because you have that weekend pass. I mean, is something lost here?
Yeah, I wish I could say absolutely not. It's the exact same experience just 20 minutes away. I think part of what Sidewalk has done over the past 21 years is really helped to build some pride of place in downtown Birmingham. And when you remove the festival from that neighborhood, you lose that element. But there are so many elements of Sidewalk that we're excited about that we do feel like translate out to this other environment. Obviously, the core of that is the content. You know, it's the films that we're showing. The quality of programming that we're offering, we think, is on par with years past. We are working to throw in some fun surprises that we think are still safe and socially responsible in terms of our current health crisis. But part of what I think people have learned to expect from us is that it won't be exactly the same every year, that we're always going to try to put a twist on some element of the fest. And this is just a giant twist.
Chloe Cook, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Chloe Cook, Executive Director of the Sidewalk Film Festival. Because of the pandemic, the festival will take place this year at the Grand River Drive-In in Leeds, August 24th through 30th.